A woman who embezzled more than $300,000 from the Skagway Traditional Council was sentenced to serve 18 months in prison this week. According to the Office of Alaska's District Attorney, 64-year-old Delia Commander of Oregon pleaded guilty to one count of embezzlement and must pay almost the entire sum in restitution to the council. Commander was the tribal administrator for the Skagway tribe from 2008 to 2014. It was her responsibility to manage finances, grants, contracts, housing, and more. According to the prosecutor, Assistant U.S. Attorney Ani Stewart, Commander successfully embezzled more money than in any other tribal fraud case she's worked on.
The defendant pled guilty to embezzling $300,000, which is the equivalent of two full years of operating budget.
The tribe receives about $150,000 from the Bureau of Indian Affairs every year. Commander used some of that money to pay for college tuition, credit cards, cash advances at casinos, and a trip to Hawaii. She applied for grants from entities like the EPA for additional funds and didn't follow up on reporting. The theft was discovered when she abruptly resigned 3 years ago as the council began to press for financial documentation and question her frequent absences. Court documents say sentencing was difficult to decide in Commander's case since she was a grandmother with no prior criminal history and a master's degree. But prosecutors felt a significant sentence was justified partly to deter others from tribal fraud.
There are over 200 federally recognized tribes in Alaska, most of them receiving some federal funding. That system in these remote places, in these small organizations, relies heavily on trust. Trust that the organization and the people running them will spend it in the ways that they're meant to be spent.
The Skagway Traditional Council is still working to repair the financial damage. Current tribal administrator Sarah Kinjo-Hisher says they were grateful it was over so they can keep moving forward.